Today, we are talking to Jackson artist Catherine Mapes Turner, who grew up on her family's ranch in the middle of Grand Teton National Park. She was the first girl to be born into the Turner ranching family in 60 years. Catherine grew up observing the wilderness and ranch life in one of the most spectacular landscapes on earth. She began studying art in her teens. She then left Wyoming to attend the University of Notre Dame and holds a master's degree from the University of Virginia. She has been passionate about painting since her childhood and has been nationally recognized as a fine art painter. She has numerous painting awards and has been awarded with such honors as Wyoming's Best Watercolor Artist and Southwest Art Magazine's annual profile of young artists and promising careers. Here's what Catherine says about her work. "Ultimately, my work springs from direct experience, and so much of my experience is rooted in nature, or rather, the place where nature and spirituality converge. I've been around the world, and Jackson Hole is my home. My paintings are profoundly affected by a lifelong connection to its beauty." Welcome, Catherine.
Hello. It's so nice to be here, Emmy. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. I want to go back to what you said in your quote. What do you mean by the place where nature and spirituality converge?
Well, both are really important to me. And the way I see spirituality is this idea of oneness, something that we're all connected to. And in nature, it is, and also there is interconnectedness. So where nature and spirituality converge is quite natural place. With my paintings, I want to express some kind of a resonance that we get when we're in nature and that maybe you can see when you look at my paintings.
That's beautiful. How do you describe yourself as a painter? What kind of mediums of painting do you use?
I am a two-dimensional artist, so I paint, paint in watercolors and oils. I think you describe my style as representational, but not photorealism. It's more impressionism. And it's impressionism because I want my paintings to be an expression of how I feel about the landscape, which is so important to me. It's so important to who I am, rather than just a depiction, a photographic depiction of what a camera, quite frankly, can capture.
You know, I read something that says that contemporary Western artists often argue that the Tetons have been painted so often and that any new portrayals are redundant. What do you think about that?
I don't think the Tetons ever get redundant. They change. They're some of the most dynamic features that I know. It's kind of like the ocean. It's different all the time, even though it's always there. Depending on the time of day, depending on the light, depending on it, the angle in the valley from which you see them.
Right.
And so I think that painting the mountains could be a singular lifetime pursuit. For me, because I'm a Jackson artist, not painting the mountains would not be truthful because they're something that I encounter every day when I look out the window. My studio has a beautiful view of the mountains, and I can see the entire range. And so it's quite distracting, actually.
It's quite distracting. Well, then what was it like to grow up in Grand Teton National Park on the infamous Triangle X Ranch?
It was a blessing. It was an incredible opportunity and a blessing for which I'm profoundly grateful. I think I probably took it for granted because when you're a kid, you think everybody grows up in the middle of a national park. but now I realize what a very, very special thing that was. It made a big influence on me. We were blessed. Every single day we'd get up and before dawn, we'd be outside. We'd be riding horses. We'd be working the land. We'd be fishing or camping or helping visitors enjoy, you know, appreciate and be exposed to the outdoors. And so all of that time outside and in such a special, pristine wildness is a big part of who I am, and it's where my my artwork is rooted. I paint other things. I'm known to paint figures or still lifes or things like that. But it started in the landscape.
Tell me about the family, the Turner Ranch family, and when they settled at the ranch, and just how that's been an influence in your life.
Family's a big influence, and the Turner family has, I think, a pretty neat history. They were a Mormon family that came across with Brigham Young. The push carts, they pushed their whole livelihood, their whole family, and ended up in Morgan, Utah. And then they discovered Jackson Hole, and again moved their family and cattle by wagon train and cattle drive to Jackson, and settled in the north end of the valley in the 20s, where they built the main cabin by hand, without power tools, with a horse and team.
Amazing.
And that was for me 4 generations ago. So we all, there's a whole lot of family. There's a whole lot of, the ranch itself is a family owned and operated business where everyone pitched in, and it's still that way.
Mm-hmm.
We've been there for 85 years. This summer, it's 85 years.
Wow.
The Triangle X with the Turner family.
And is a great deal of the family still living and working on the ranch?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't all fit anymore, but it is the hub of our family and mm-hmm. the place where we all come to, and it's very much still home to all of us, even if we don't live there.
Is that where you spend Christmas with your family?
Christmas and New Year's, and it seems that's kind of the mothership that we all gather at, and it's really special, and it has been that way for a long time.
I bet. I'm so jealous. Who are the people that have influenced your life growing up and your painting as well?
Well, you know, I was really lucky. The Jackson Hole, understandably, has attracted artists mm-hmm. forever, starting back with the Hayden Expedition and Thomas Moran. And,
right.
So when I was young, very young, as I would think I was 4 or 5 years old, Connie Schwering would come to the ranch in his red Jeep. He loved to paint mm-hmm. the mountains, the view of the Tetons from our point of view, our vantage point. And he would come a lot. And I would love seeing his red Jeep in the distance, and I would just ramble on over, and I'd sit in the sagebrush and watch him paint these big, magnificent landscape paintings from an early on. And then in high school, I mm-hmm. met some really internationally reputation artists mm-hmm. who quickly brought me under their wing and became my mentors.
Oh, wonderful.
And yeah, I was really lucky, really, really lucky. And then from there, I went off to study at Notre Dame, studied art history in Rome. And then I studied at the Corcoran School of Art in Washington, D.C. But then I got to come home and mm-hmm. continue to have a lot of influence. Jackson is full of artists. It's disproportionate, you know, for a town this size. We've got a lot of wonderfully creative people, be it musicians or dancers. I worked at the museum for a while and got influenced by the collection there, which I'm really grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
My parents have been wonderfully supportive of this, and they're my biggest fans and cheerleaders. So I have to definitely thank them for all that they've done.
Your family history is so rich. Tell us a little more about those family influences.
My grandmother, Louise Mapes Turner Birchie,
mm-hmm.
was a very special lady in my life. She was the matriarch of the Turner family. She married a John Turner and came to live on the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a quintessential lady, but she was also your iconic Western, strong, independent, and forceful woman. that Jackson is famous for.
Right. You have to be.
You have to be in this town. And there's so many of those wonderful old time women. She was born in Mexico during the Mexican Revolution. At the age of 5, she was smuggled out and raised by nuns in San Antonio, Texas. And when she was a teenager, she and her father were traveling through the West. They were on their way to Yellowstone, and they camped on the bank in the dark on the banks of Jenny Lake, and woke up in the morning and saw the mountains, and that's all it took. They never left. And she outlived 2 husbands, raised 3 amazing boys, and ran the ranch. A fair amount of it is a widow. And was a wonderful combination of elegance, grace, and strength.
I love that story. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thanks. My grandma is special.
Yeah, and you were close to her.
Yeah, and she really celebrated this aspiration that I had as an artist. She gave me my first paintbrush.
Wonderful.
I know.
Oh, God.
My first good paintbrush. And now today, I own and operate a gallery with 3 other painters, local women artist painters. And they have been a huge influence on me in a lot of ways, professionally and artistically. I feel lucky to be in Jackson Hole as an artist because of all the great artistic influences that continue to just emerge here and grow, thrive.
Right. What other, in terms of your family, and I know that your dad is John Turner. He was the Assistant Secretary of State, Oceans, Environment, and Science under George Bush, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that like growing up? You know, kind of in the spotlight, basically.
It provided a lot of really wonderful opportunities. When my dad was in the State Department, I traveled with him a fair amount. So I went all over the world and had some amazing experiences in Africa and Asia and up in Alaska and things like that. It was really really rich, and I would paint in all of these places.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. So being from a real isolated, growing up, born, Jackson was very isolated.
Right.
Much more than it is now. And then to, years later, have influences and exposure to all of, to so many other things has been really rich, and then to come back home, bring all of those experiences back home, has been really, really special.
What was one of your favorite experiences traveling with your dad?
He and I had the trip of a lifetime to Africa, where we were taken by Michael Fay, he's a very famous explorer with National Geographic. He took us all through the African Congo, in places that no white people had ever seen. So it was really special. Never forget the day where we spent a day with the gorillas on the riverbank in the middle of Gabon.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really, that was my favorite.
Do they get close to you?
They will. You got to watch them. They'll go through your pockets.
They will?
Yeah.
So you're that close to them?
Yeah, an afternoon of them going through your hair and being careful, because they're troublemakers and mischievous. It was a troop of juveniles that had been confiscated from the black market and reintroduced back in the rainforest. So luckily they were young. They were like children.
Wow, that is a wonderful experience. I want to ask you, what are your hopes and dreams now for the future? Where do you see yourself?
Well, I always see myself in Jackson. And even if it's not full time, I just I see myself a part of this place. And this place will always be a part of me. I want to make art, however, that is timeless and universal.
Right.
And I want to make art that's significant. And I feel like Connie Schwering did that kind of a thing. And his art has long outlived him and continues to provide beauty to so many. I would love to make art that outlives me for a long, long time. I'd love to be one of America's great painters.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful dream.
Thanks.
That's good. That's a good goal to have. Well, what are the, do you ski? I mean, when you say, oh, I see myself in Jackson, you know, do you ski? Do you enjoy the winter? Because last year almost broke me, but I'm still here.
Well, I'm just you know, like the rest of you, I love all the things that you can do in Jackson, skiing, camping, hiking. I love being in the backcountry on my horse. So people ask me my favorite time of year is in Jackson, and it's all year long.
Is it?
Yeah. I love the winters. It affects my art differently because I'm not one of those diehards that is out in the landscape in the bitter cold with my paints every day. So it gives me an opportunity to paint art that's from memory or from an internal place. And so the winters, my art is it's a different experience than in the summer when I'm outside with my paints.
So you mentioned horses. You still have a horse.
I do. And it's really, that's where I go when I go to the ranch, I ride. And I feel really, really blessed because it's the most beautiful riding you can have in the whole world. I'm a horse girl.
You grew up on the back of a horse. Did you get a chance to be like one of the dude ranchers that take people out on horseback or, you know, take guests out on excursions?
First of all, I was riding before I was walking because my mom had all, you know, her job was to take the guests on rides.
Oh, interesting.
And to keep track of us, she'd put us on a horse too. These horses raised us. So I don't remember a time that I learned to ride because I grew up literally on the back of a horse. And then I was a dude wrangler for years and loved that. I took the kids and I particularly loved teaching them to ride and taking them outside all day on horseback. It's a huge part of, it's a central part of the culture on the ranch is horses.
Oh, interesting.
And when I was growing up, we had a stallion, and so we bred horses, and every spring it's really special to see all the
babies.
All the babies. Yeah. We also have mules at the ranch, and mules are altogether different. And we have about 50 mules. They do all of the packing that when we do take our pack trips and hunting, they carry all of our gear. And mules have a unique personality, and they're very smart, and they're funny. They're really fun. Mules are great. Love horses. I include a lot of horses in my artwork. I do a lot of paintings of horses. And the reason for that is because I love them, but also because they're extraordinarily beautiful.
Yes,
they're a beautiful, beautiful form. And when you have 250 horses, which is what we do at the ranch, I love painting them.
How do you choose which horse is going to be your horse?
Whatever one will put up with me. I have a tendency.
That'd be tough.
Yeah. My favorite, and the guys on the ranch aren't as crazy about Arabians as I am, but I love Arabians. And so I tend to find those, and they tend to find me. I'm a lot smaller than my male counterparts at the ranch, and so I love these small, fast, beautiful, whereas a lot of the other preference are these big, stout mountain horses, but I tend to appreciate the delicate ones.
Well, I want to conclude by asking you what you're working on right now. Tell us what your latest exhibition or what you're going to be doing next.
Well, I just finished a major solo exhibition. Came down on Monday. So that was a big push. It was a major focus for these exhibitions are a year-long project.
Right.
So I just finished that, and it's hard to describe, you know, imagery over the radio, but these paintings were, I took a lot of risks with these and really pushed myself in the last group of paintings, and they started me off on a whole new track. I find that one painting leads to about 7 other ideas, and so I'll be kind of picking up where I left off and really soon thereafter start on another body of work. I do hope to have a show in Washington, D.C. this spring.
Okay.
And then we're going to have a group show at the gallery. It's all centered on birds. All 4 of us will be painting birds. And the title of that exhibition is called Flight.
Mm.
So that's going to be in December. And would love for everybody to come and see that. It'd be fun. Celebration of birds in our valley. I'm headed next month to Carmel to participate in the American Impressionist Society show. So I'm really excited about that and really honored to be included, because the painters in that exhibition are so inspiring and remarkable.
And that's an invitation, right?
Yeah. It's a juried process with over 1,000 people submissions for that show.
Well, and you were on the town square here for the Fall Arts Festival during the quick draw. And I remember seeing your Facebook, and you said, "I can't sleep. Quick draws tomorrow."
And it was 2 a.m.
What is that like?
It's nerve-wracking. It really stresses me out. And I wonder, people ask me why I do that to myself.
Yeah.
And the reason I do it is because I think that, I mean, people just love the quick draw. And I think the reason people love it is because you can see the creative process happening kind of condensed in time. And you can walk around and it's magical to see what comes out on a blank canvas in 90 minutes. And I remember that. When I was a girl, Jackson Hole, the town square, was really different. And they had a lot of working artisans on the square. And I loved that. I loved going to – we didn't go to town very often, but when we did, I loved – there was a glass blower in Crabtree Corner. And there was a candle maker where Wyoming Outfitters is now. And there were jewelry makers and painters, and they would have their – you could walk around and you could watch them make these things. And I just loved it. It was fantastic.
And isn't that wonderful that Jackson has always been this place where the Tetons inspire people and inspire art?
It is. It's really cool. And I think it's really unique. I don't know of another place in Wyoming, certainly, but I also, and I've been around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson's unique when it comes to art and artists.
But it's been such a pleasure talking to you, Catherine.
Emmy, thank you so much for having me. I've loved talking with you as well.
All right. Well, I hope you come back.
Thank you.
Take care.